AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not in the national interest. President Obama says that's the reason he is rejecting the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project. The AP's Mark Smith has the story from the White House.
The president says going ahead with Keystone would undercut U.S. leadership in the battle against global warming.
If we're going to prevent large parts of this earth from becoming not only inhospitable but uninhabitable in our lifetimes, we're going to have to keep some fossil fuels in the ground rather than burn them.
He says a seven-year State Department review found the pipeline to bring tar sands oil from Canada to Gulf Coast refineries would not create many jobs, boost energy security, or lower gas prices. But Obama also says both sides have blown Keystone's importance out of all proportion, replacing a sober policy debate with a campaign cudgel. Mark Smith at the White House.
Jack Girard is CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. He says President Obama is sending mixed signals.
It's ironic that the administration would strike a deal to allow Iranian crude onto the global market while refusing to give our closest trading partner, Canada, access to U.S. refineries.
In New Orleans, a former BP engineer pleaded guilty today to lesser charges and avoided jail time. Kurt Mix was accused of deleting text messages after the Gulf oil spill and the investigation that followed. About 1,000 barrels of crude oil has spilled from a pipeline in Oklahoma. There are no reports of injuries. No water was contaminated. A convicted murderer who escaped from a prison in Ohio in 1978 has been captured in Minnesota. Oscar Juarez is now 66. The FBI says he was arrested twice since the escape in Texas and California, but went unnoticed because he was using fake IDs. The government says 271,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate dropped to 5%. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 42 points. This is AP Radio News. A new study shows obesity surgery for teenagers can keep the weight off and improve a person's health for 3 years.
I don't have any problems with high blood sugar, glucose, or cholesterol, anything.
Miranda Taylor had the surgery. She says it was worth it. Study co-author Michael Chen says it can have a lasting impact.
It is a drastic, big thing to do for teenagers. What we do in surgery is going to last a lifetime, but there's no other way for these kids to lose weight.
But the study says after 3 years, most remained obese. Just 5% achieved a normal weight. A 13-year-old autistic boy in New York says he learned how to perform the Heimlich maneuver watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Brandon Williams put the technique to use when he saw a classmate on Staten Island choking on an apple. She spit out the piece of apple. Some adults at the school said Brandon deserves a medal, but he says he doesn't need one. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.